I had two main objectives when I picked this bid a year ago, and I'd like to see if we did okay. First of all, does everybody believe we have fairly and honestly determined, even though we don't know who they are, the national champions of model rocketry this week? More importantly, have we had fun? And my job's done. That's all I wanted to get out of this. Everything else is icing on the cake, and let me tell you, from my opinion, that cake's got a heck of a lot of icing on it. Before we get into the brunt of the program, I want to point out that I want to say dozens and dozens of people crossed the field in 98-degree weather to catch my attention and point out to me how wonderful this hotel has been, how great and supportive the staff have been, that this is absolutely in no way the Ramada. Outstanding performance and service, we have a special award, and I've asked Jerry and the Marriott staff to come up here and accept
the horrible rocket people.
Thank you card signed by everybody in the room.
Yeah.
Jared, I gotta tell you, this is an official NARAM commemorative award medal. Everybody in this room busts their hump all year long, trying their darndest to win one of these medals, and they got nothing on what your staff has done. I know many of them aren't in the room here yet, but I want to give a quick shout out to the vendors that have supported us this week. Merlin Missile Solutions, who also handled the registration and paperwork, James W. Space Monkey, Quest and Nestis, the big ones out here, Semrock, Bliss, New Wave Models, really unique new kits, Square, Rocket Tube, who would have come to ARG, Impulse Buys, Apogee, BMS, I think that covers the gamut, and then folks that sponsor the trophies will cover them shortly. Okay, without any further ado, we will jump right into the event awards. The first event we held this year was Cafe Altitude, and to keep this reasonably flowing and brief, I'd like you to hold your applause until we get the whole group up here, and you can applaud, shout out, etc. We'll hand out your medals, and then we'll pose over here for photographs for the group. In Cafe Altitude this week, in the A division, in fourth place, we had Zachary Stenberg. Third place, Michael Harvey. Second place, Jack's big sister, Alyssa Stenberg. And first place, A division, Cafe Altitude, Jacob Raines.
Over here, guys, on this side. Guys, over on this side.
They will, they're still getting
yellow is fourth, white is third, red is second. And as though the medals weren't swag enough, Nettie Hunsinger from Quest is handing out gift certificates here to every event winner. Continued tradition again. Nettie, thank you very much for your generous support.
Bye-bye. Yay!
It's all you, buddy.
Okay.
Hello.
Got pictures? Quick hook. Exit stage right.
Yay!
Yeah, right, Zach. Okay, moving on to B division. In fourth place, we have, and I don't think she's here at this point, Cassidy Steele. By the way, who's anybody designated to accept her hardware? Okay. Third place, David Hash. Those kids that just took half A altitude medals, please check back up and make sure we gave you the right event. Make sure you've got the right division. Chad probably wants to make sure he's got his medal. He's not going back to A. Okay, moving on to B division. Fourth place, Cassidy Steele, accepting as one of the Ferranti twins. Third place, David Hash. Second place, Rachel Caprow. First place, Catherine Humphrey. Yeah. Well, 6 years ago, but different personnel. Our team hasn't come up here yet.
Work together. Come on, look this way a little. Come on, look this way. All right, sit down now.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay, now we'll move on to C division, half A altitude. In fourth place, Chad Ring. Third place, Trip Barber, Uranian Air President. Second place, Chris Flanagan. And first place, Jacob's dad, Jonathan Reigns.
Yay!
The sugar thing?
Sugar thing.
Thank you. In fourth place, Murphy's Lawyers. Third place, Bubbling Brothers Flying Circus. Second place, Oh Look, Chicken.
Yeah.
And in first place, Southern New Giant.
Yeah.
I just thought of that.
I think he's trying to catch a thermal.
Is that a rocket with cancer you have to
see? It's a rocket. Make Pete stand in front. Make Pete stand in front.
He's shorter.
Shorter in front. Call him back.
That's the lay down in front.
Come on, Bob, do all the work.
Right behind me.
One more.
Two cameras in the way. It's a team.
Oh. Okay, the next round of events will fall to us. Half A Super Rock Duration. A Division, fourth place, Brittany Hardeby. Third place, Allison Van Milligan. Second place, Jacob Reigns. And first place, A Division, Half A Super Rock, Michaela Alexander. David Hash, and B Division, Half A Super Rock Duration Champion, Catherine Humphrey. Okay. For Half A Super Rock, Ray King.
Nope.
last but not least, Team Division Half A Super Rocky in fourth place. Nobody expected this one. The Spanish Inquisition. We gotta get it out once. Come on. Murphy's Lawyers, third place. Second place, the Flying I-Beam Kids. And in first place, here they are again, Southern Neutron. And our next event was A Helicopter Duration. In A Division, fourth place, Brittany Hardeby. Third place, Jacob Rains. Second place, Alyssa Stenberg. And in first place, Allison Mann Milligan. Craig Vineyard. Second place, Rachel Kaplauer. And in first place, B Division, Catherine Humphrey. And in first place, C Division, I believe he's also gone home, Pat Butler. I gotta tell you, I got almost as many questions and complaints about the chocolate cake as I did the asparagus. Who would have thought it was so controversial?
I love asparagus.
Asparagus. So was the cake. The cake was pretty good.
Moving on to Team Division, Green Helicopter, fourth place, Qualified Flight. Third place, Pod Bay Doors. Second place, Murphy's Lawyers. And in first place, Surprise, it's Southern Neutron. Wow. Second place is Murphy's Lawyers, third place is Wild Bet.
Hey, you team got...
Silver! Away!
Hey, you team guys, just remember, if you can't see our lenses, you're not in the picture. You don't want to be in the picture.
Next up, our event was my favorite event of the whole meet, probably the most frustrating for most of you. 8-day streamer duration. Oh, yeah. The event you can practice in your basement. And I might remind you, Cork, your host club, is homeless. It's the only event we can practice in the off-season waiting for review. Okay, fourth place in A Division, Alyssa Stenberg. Third place, Jacob Reigns. Second place, Allison Van Milligan. And in first place, with a triple max, Michaela Alexander. Incidentally, there's one additional incentive award for this. Ed LaCroix has generously donated, and Ed, you're going to have to explain this because I'm not old enough to know how special these are. 16 special Delta Check Newport rockets.
That's the original
Micromax.
Wow.
So each of the award winners will get one of these courtesy of Ed LaCroix.
Wow.
In B Division, fourth place, Amanda Bodwick. Third place, David Hash. Second place, we have a three-way tie. And we're going to have to we're re-engraving some medals to cover the ties here. Katie Steele, Devin Lorenz, Brock Hampton, and Cassidy Steele. I'm sorry, Cassidy Steele is first place. Everybody else was just tied for second. Three-way tie for second.
Wow.
Nice. Cassidy Steele was the B Divisioner with three maxes as well. Okay. Now, because Ed only was able to scrounge up 16, not anticipating ties in the event, and because we do have ties in B Division, we're going to hold a fly-off in the atrium right after the bank.
Smile, guys. Smile. Wait a minute, don't move yet. My camera's slow.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm going to get better one here.
Ed, would you mind if we shorten it all over the kids?
Sure.
All right, you can go now.
Moving on to C Division. Now, mind you, in C Division, we had four triple maxes. This is the first division that had to go into the flyoff round. And the fourth place finisher in the flyoff round is local product Lee Berry. Third place, Keith Vineyard. Second place, with three maxes and 38 seconds, Chris Kidwell. And in first place, with three maxes and an 80-second flyoff flight, Scott Alexander. On to team division, there were six teams that hit triple maxes. The flyoffs had to reduce that to four, and we had a tie for fourth. So five of these six teams wound up placing up here in the middle round. Tied for fourth are the Flying I-Beam Kids with three maxes and 25 seconds, and Qualified Flight with three maxes and 25 seconds. Wow. In third place, Murphy's Lawyer with three maxes and 26 seconds, beaten by one. In second place, the Spanish Inquisition with three maxes and 34 seconds. And this event has often been called, at least in launch crew country, the Dumb Something Award, because any dumb something can get a 20-second flight and count for a max. Southern Neutron would never be satisfied for a mere 20-second max. They hit three maxes, one of which was over 2 minutes, and set a new record. And in the fly-off, they were scored at, what, 80, it's written in here officially as 80, but you hit, like, 157 or something, let's say. They darn near busted their record from the day before. Southern Neutron dominated in the smallest event on the field. It is kind of tilting a bit right now. Moving on to another event that I'm sure was pretty popular. Quarter A Flex Wing Boost Glider Duration. You gotta admit though, it was perfect weather for that event. Have you ever held Flexi in a field like this, in weather like that, where you thought you could get them back? In fourth place, A Division, Allison Van Milligan. Third place, Zachary Stenberg. Second place, Jacob Raines. And first place, A Division, Flexi, Alyssa Stenberg. Yay. She has the record. Thank you. B-Division Flexi in fourth place, Cassidy Steele. Third place, Brock Hampton. Second place, Amanda Bodway. And in first place, Katie Steele. Jim Stump. Second place, Jim Basham. And in first place with 391 seconds, Don Finn. Team Division Flexi, fourth place. So that's a time function. Third place, Flying I-Beam Kids. Second place, What Could Possibly Go Wrong? And in first place, Calvin and Hobbs with 491 seconds. Moving on to Thursday's events, Sea Rocket Glider. A lot of balls out there on the field as a result of this one. In A Division, fourth place, Brittany Hardaby. Third place, Michaela Alexander. Second place, Allison Van Milligan. And in first place, with 169 seconds, Alyssa Stenberg. Let's see, anything involving rubber bands.
Good job.
B Division Rocket Gliders, fourth place, Matt Dersma. Second place, Brock Hampton. And in first place, with 189 seconds, Craig Vineyard. Wow.
I'd like to go.
the C division in fourth place, Jack Buckley. Third place, I think this is a rookie, Bird Richardson.
Hey, Bird.
Second place, Jim Stump. And in first place, Greg's dad, Keith Vineyard, with 460 seconds. Anybody keeping track of the medal count? I mean, Jim and Chad. Moving on to team in fourth place, Sea Rocket Glider, Bumbling Brothers Flying Circus. Third place, those amazing Flying I-Beam kids. Second place, Southern Neutron. And in first place, Sea Rocket Glider. What could possibly go wrong? A division. We have a tie in fourth place with Zach Coffey and Michaela Alexander at 152 meters. Third place, Michael Hardeman. Oh, tie for third. Michael and Brittany Hardeman. That's going to be a long day. And second place, Zachary Stenberg.
Backwards.
And in first place, Alyssa Stenberg. Fourth place, Joseph Whitman. Third place, Rachel Daplow. Second place, Brock Hampton. And in first place, with 209 seconds, Catherine Humphrey.
Joseph, look this way.
Fourth place, C Division, Don Fent. Third place, tie between Ray King and John Buckley. Second place, Terry White. And in first place, with 297 meters, Chris Kidwell. Team Division, fourth place, Murphy's Lawyers. Third place, G-Force. Second place, Southern New Truck. And first place, Flying Abbey Kids. Today's events, in my opinion, the most hated event in the Pink Book, plastic model conversion. Yay! I'm grateful that there were no trailers here today out there in Thunder Road.
Could have found up a way this time.
My partner built this year. We were all sitting. A Division in fourth place with an F-104, Jacob Raines. Third place, Zach Stenberg. Second place, Alyssa Van Millen. And in Allison Van Millen, sorry. And in first place, Alyssa Stenberg. Not destroy a model out there today. The third of those is Katie Steele. Somebody accepting her? Get a proxy? Okay. Third place, Katie Steele. Second place, Cassidy Steele. You know where 2 minutes are? Great. And in first place, Brock Hampton. Yeah!
No, 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 get up there.
Southern Montgomery is northeastern.
Yes, Rod!
Yeah! Over here!
Moving on to C Division in fourth place, Jim Basham. Third place, Mark McReynolds. Second place, Ted Schetzel. And first place with that F-15, Chris Flanagan.
Yeah!
Let Mark fly. That's right.
Team Division in fourth place kind of embodied this. What could possibly go wrong? Third place, Calvin and Hobbs. Second, Pacific Flying Machines. And in first place, Bumbling Brothers Flying Circus.
That's a picture piece.
As long as it was my private Ohio.
Okay, that's your private Ohio.
B scale altitude, the final event for the day. Fourth place, A division, Jacob Raines. Third place, Brittany Hardeman. Second place, Allison Van Millier. And first place, Zachary Stenberg. Amanda Bodway, first place, David Hatt. C division in fourth place, we have Donald Benzo. Third place, well, there he is, Chad Ring. Second place, Jeff Miller. And in first place, Ray King.
Too much beer on Saturday night. Oh.
At least team division. In fourth place, we have Todd Bay Doors. Somebody accept me for that? Okay. Oh, yeah, Chad, you're here. Okay. What am I thinking? Okay. Third place, what could possibly go wrong? Lots of things did on that flight, I remember. Second place, Spanish Inquisition. And first place, Dark Side.
I know, but it's not that problem.
I need my phone so I can do a Twitter.
I gotta Twitter this out.
Pause on the court and we'll bring the special order to that. Okay, we're gonna pause and build some suspense here and delay R&D for a few minutes, and we'll award somewhat off program or special awards. First of these, Larry Rice, would you please come up? The Greg Rick Award will be presented here by Larry Rice from CSAR to the Outstanding Craftsmanship in A Division.
Hi, just a few words about it's a David Greg Rick Award. It's first presented in 1969. It's for Outstanding Craftsmanship in a randomly chosen event. This year's recipient is Allison May Milliken. Allison's model, the event, by the way, was Sea Rocket Glide, and her glider didn't survive the event in the floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee category, and her wings simulated a sine wave and disintegrated on a second flight. Thank you, Alice.
This year we're also, for what I think is the first time, going to give actual NARAM medals for the informal event held on the weekend before the championships for our radio controlled rocket glider competition.
So in fourth place,
don't believe he's here, we'll need Kevin Johnson maybe to come up and accept for him, Stu Aramov. In third place, Brock Hampton. Second place, Rod Schaefer. And in first place, Scott Vineyard. Wow.
there, 40 in there, 41. No, 41 for two. For rock ride. I think. Fun thing.
Okay, we've also got, for those of you that registered as first-time NARAM attendees, I remember back to my first NARAM in NARAM 46, I found winning hardware was harder than anything, and it was particularly intimidating, so we are awarding best newbie flight performances in each of the 9 flight events this year. So I'm going to call up first-time NARAM attendees for all 9 events, half-A altitude, Herb Richardson. A, helicopter duration, John Moses. He's not here, may need somebody for him. Half A flex wing, or I'm sorry, quarter A flex wing, Ted Shetsley. Half A, second one, sorry. A, helicopter duration, John Moses. He's absent. Half A flex wing, Ted. A quarter. Half A super rocket. Brandon Parsons. Eighth A streamer duration. Go figure. We had a tie.
Of course.
Between Devin Lawrence and Vern Richardson. Vern, if you wouldn't mind, because we're going to have to catch up to the ties, you've already got one.
I got one.
Our engraver is starting on this today. I'll be coming next. It will not be 4 years like our near 47 president. Not yet. C, rocket glider. Vern. Now you can go plant one. C, Eggloft Altitude, Zach Stenberg. Need a little more hardware there, Zach. Come on up. PMC, Ted Shetsley. Come on back over. And scale altitude as though that first place hardware wasn't good enough. Zach, come on back and get best newbie performance too.
Yeah. Hey,
so if you don't mind, stay up here, please. Just a minute more. We're going to embarrass the newbies too. In addition to the best newbie flight performance, I want to make sure we get all the other first-time NARAM attendees up here for recognition, and I have another special prize in just a minute. Michael Wise, Bert Richardson, already here. Tony and Joey Ferranti, come on up. Ted is already here. Mark Rechtenwald, are you here? Good, come on up. Stephen Coker. Devin Lawrence. Michael Beamer, Allison Butler, I know she's gone home. Somebody, Bob, you want to come up and accept for Allison? Zach Stenberg, you're already up here. Matt Dersma, Brandon Parsons, and John Moses. Thanks to the very generous sponsorship of Jim Fliss, we have a commemorative t-shirt.
Ooh.
Okay, let's see if I can get these sizes right based on your registration. Likewise. There you go. Tony. Allison Butler, or Mike Beamer.
There you go.
Allison Butler.
Yeah, all the finals.
We got to make sure we might do
Brandon Parsons. And our last special award, Chad, would you care to come up here and present it?
All right.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I have one more. I forgot. For those of you who are checking, you were keeping track of the proxy fight records for me. This year, we have a special award I hope will continue to go forward for the best NARAM proxy flight performance. I present to you the Dave Fitch proxy award. Katie Steele's first place quarter ray flexi performance, best proxy flight of the week.
Yeah!
Oh my God. They so hard.
Okay, Chan.
God, that last guy up here was really long-winded, wasn't he?
Well, that's supposed to be a
spaghetti monster wannabe. I guess you newbies are ready to, you're about to experience something really new that you've not seen before, especially if you're not from the Midwest. This is the most prestigious award given to the NARAM. Yeah, right. Bob can explain more of the history. The Best Midwest Qualified Flight Award has been going on since, what, NARAM 17 or 18, I guess it was. And Bob did it for years. I took over at 51. It goes along with how things have been rumored to be qualified in the Midwest. If it didn't hit that hard, it was qualified. And if it hit harder and got close to somebody or hit somebody, it was definitely qualified, depending on who it was and where it hit them. So, hence, in a nutshell, is where the Best Midwest Qualified Flight came from. And it's the best for the non-performers, or in some cases, some good performances. And there's been some very prestigious winners over the years, too. Our CD, I think, holds the record for most awards won. For his like championships is about this long, and then and for the other awards in the Midwest, it's now.
How many times did you want, Jeff?
Yeah.
Just once, but I won it in style. You didn't have to think anymore that day. And actually, a little story. Chan won last year, and Chan's a member of Launch Crew as well. And about a week after NARAM, Chan posts on our club list. He goes, "Yeah. A couple days ago, I noticed this smell around the house." I blamed it on the cat. I'm like, that cat's got gas or something. A couple days went past and the smell was still there. Chan then figured out that the trophy contained still some of the egg loft results. All fair game in the trophy for the Best Midwest. There are no rules. So this year's nominations, oh, that's the Captain versus Neutron, unfortunately.
on the other side. we got a few nominations. There wasn't anything just like totally over the top spectacular. There was a couple good ones. We'll start out with Saturday. And he didn't really have any crashes, but I've got to nominate Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob just stayed in bed on Saturday when he was trying out for the US team. He shows up, tries to fly S1, which is altitude, has his model prepped, and he messes around for about an hour and a half and couldn't get the altimeter to work. So then he has to pull that sustainer and put a different sustainer that he already had, another adrenaline. Gets that all ready, he's prepping it, drops the booster, breaks a fin. Doesn't have his jig with him, so he has to pull the booster and switch to another booster. Now he finally gets out there by right about noon, waving his paddle, and Ed Pearson's like, we're closing for an hour for lunch. So Bob goes back, comes back out at 1, and he's sitting in his car doing a little prep stuff. He has paper models that he's sweating all over, so they're wrinkling up now and, you know, curdling from the humidity and the sweat. When he finally does get his altitude model to go, it blows up.
Oh.
So he's like, forget S1, I'm going to go fly S5 to scale altitude. So he gets that ready, gets it all prepped up. Great boost, great ejection. Throws a tree line. He proceeds to spend the next 2.5 hours looking for the altimeter, which he never found. So his score for that day was just his take bet. So Dr. Bob gets a little sympathy nomination there. These are kind of randomly, I've written them down, and so they're kind of all throughout the week. There was a happy altitude model that took the test along with it, and I think it was a B-divisioner, I'm not sure, but it took off, landed in the middle of the range circle, and ejected right at me. That'll get you qualified every time. There was a scale altitude model today while we were packing up the club equipment in the back of the truck. As I have my head in there, I hear clunk on the back of the truck, and it falls off. Missed me by that much. Another one that'll get you nominated.
If it hit you, would have won.
Oh, yeah, it would have. So, those were both good tries, but not quite enough.
No close range.
I don't know who that was, but it was a race. This one really doesn't have anything to do with rocketry, but how can we not nominate it? And that would be Kevin Johnson's pants. We had Craig Vineyard's 8th A streamer model came down and hit John Stenberg on the head, and then it fell to his feet and ejected on his feet. That qualifies, following his dad's footsteps, although he didn't hit Jennifer this time. I did good on Thursday with my Hangloft models. They like anything that's very solid. My first one was that would have won the event, decided to find the only sidewalk with grass all around it. Nice concrete. The second one then found the railroad tracks on the other side off the field. So I'm getting rid of all the echoes I own and just starting from scratch because they don't like anything soft. Joe Buckley today, his scale off two model, hit Tom Ha on the leg when it landed and left. There's a nice picture of a circular black imprint at 18 millimeter diameter. So you hit a trustee, again, you're always on the list. Kidwell's PMC would crash way out there today. He had pieces bounce at least 25 feet up after the crash. That was some good altitude. And I kind of was upset with the trackers that they were messing around tracking these scale altitude flights, but they didn't get an exact altitude on those parts, so we could know. I have to nominate the Ramada Inn from Air 47. I mean, how can you not? If you were there, you know. Which, the Marriott gets nomination for being the absolute 180 degree opposite in every single way possible. Thank you, Jan, for picking a nice hotel. The other one that doesn't have anything really to do with rocketry specifically, it's kind of a combo. We have to nominate the GER 2.0, otherwise known as Chris's car. But in addition to that, there's kind of a hand-in-hand nomination, and that goes to the lady that rear-ended Chris's trailer. Yay! Can't be lucky lucky that's the trophy, because it was going to, the base was not going to be a box, it was going to be Chris's trailer. We just didn't know how to get in the hotel. The doors weren't open big enough.
Take it apart.
Period.
I have to nominate Patrick for handing out medals. I mean, he definitely missed out on the first few rounds of that today.
There you go.
Pod Bay Doors PMC was a nice model that didn't go very high, but split into a lot of parts when it crashed. Jim Brower flew his MiG, I think. The first flight was really great because that before it crashed, it ejected the parachute and the pilot got away. The whole thing was good. The other one happened on Sport Range, and I wasn't over there much, but I don't think there was a lot of crashing on Sport Range. But I'm going to nominate George Gasway on Wednesday, who went over to test fly Sea Rocket Glide. And they did a boost, and then George figured out that he had the wrong model pulled up, and all the stick movements were backwards, so they did a loop and crashed. When he pushed down, it went up.
Nice.
So, those are the honorable mentions. The next honorable mention that had some consideration, but it really wasn't a crash, so I couldn't really give it a place. And that was Steve Shoviak's quarter-A flex wing booster, which ejected the flex wing and came in ballistic right into the trash can by the rim. Dead center nail. You definitely have the honorable mention of that. So here are the finalists, which are actually the places, and I want to thank Quest and Nettie that she's actually giving gift certificates, because you destroyed a lot more models than these are worth, but hey, at least you can get a little bit back. So in fourth place is going to be the X1 flight from today from Murphy, Florida. Swallowing thing, it burns out, and it looks kind of cool for a little bit until it does the ugliest belly flop on the field I've ever seen. So, Herbie Flores, you have four. In third place, it really takes somebody special to fly a model and hit their own kid with it.
Yeah.
Tim's first attempt at scale altitude, Medlin's first attempt at scale altitude today was staged, and the booster came off, and the booster kind of backsails in and thwacks Allison. And you hear, "Daddy!" Now they got down, the last two were kind of tough because they were both in the event we expected to come from, PMC. And this one did a nice re-kitting, maybe not so much, but it's just the way that it hit on the first flight and got all four SRBs to separate and do backflips in every direction. And that would be John Dunbar's
Jonathan, let's see the video.
I'll get it out for you. Ryan Coleman and I have spent probably at least 60 or 80 hours in construction of this book model. At least. The starting base for it actually was delivered to me earlier in the week, and it did not come from there, but it did come from the Midwest. And I thank Randy Bodwick for bringing this to me. It is a standard priority mailbox, but the main center part here is remnants of Jay Calvert's rocket glider from a meet this spring that landed in one of the soybean fields and got put through a combine and then got re-glued to the box. And you actually have some grass and straw from Michigan as well glued on the front of the box there, so it's kind of got the whole, landscaping effect going with it. The rest of it is a little bit of everything. We got the dangling tail fin there, we got some PMC parts, capital as they come. Jim Brower found the logo off of Infiniti QX4 out in the field today, so we thought we'd throw that on there too. And I guess if you have problems with your Midwest trophy, you can take it to your local, you know, Infiniti dealer. Maybe they can work on it for you. I bet they're going to charge you extra labor though when they see it. Well, I'll probably tell you to take it to like a Daewoo dealer instead. I don't know. So, and a parachute, you know, just in case you don't want to hide this from your wife or whoever else, anybody in the world. So, anyhow, first place was close, but it was such a gorgeous boost. I mean, big model, straight up, just a little bit of roll, and then it came down just as fast. And then it really rekindled itself. So, first place this year goes to Rod Schaefer's F-15. Perform quite as well, Darren, this year as you wanted to. If you know you're going to stink it up right.
Congratulations on the job. Okay, yeah. One more pause before we move on to R&D and some national stuff. Every year, the CD will stand up here and tell you what a team effort these things are. And I would completely agree with that. While it wore me out, it also wore out a number of people. And this was an especially challenging one because, as I mentioned in your brochure, Cork has been homeless for 2 years. There is no Cork club holding regular launches. Yet, through the teamwork of Cork, the Dayton Area Club, Team Ohio Rocketry, MTMA all the way up on the North Coast, Skybusters, we banded together and managed to pull this thing off, and I would like to present special NARAM awards for some of the key people that helped pull this off. I want to start with Kim and Lee Berry of Torque, who managed the merchandise on the field, t-shirts, registrations, and basically accepting an awful lot of bullets that I should have taken myself if I'd been organized a little better. Come on up. Mark.
Over here. Come and come over here.
Mark Rechtenwald and Carl Talanco, come on up. You guys solved an HPR puzzle on how you can get an HPR rocket flown on this field in these conditions. Get past the waiver logistics and all of that, and then run the high power range. You guys are amazing. I really appreciate that. Bob, will you come up and accept this for Pat Butler? He just emailed me one day and said, hey, if you need any help with brochures, flyers, anything involving graphics, give me a call. Didn't take me very long at all to immediately tag somebody that has the skills that we completely lack. So Pat Butler for media work and printing our brochures and registration packets. All these medals, t-shirts, all the cool logos. Alyssa Stenberg did a watercolor drawing that started it all. Come on up, Alyssa, and claim your award for our equipment manager, who managed to get it on the field before me 3 of the 5 days of this week. Oh, I beat him each day on the weekend. He was also one of the last ones off, and his dad was there all day with him, too. I don't think he's here tonight. Bill Good Sr. and Bill Good Jr. It might have seemed like this was a well-run event. It was reasonably planned, but for the last 8 days, I've been kidding, well, not completely kidding, that this has been a series of two-hour projects. I can only think 2 hours ahead at a time and still pull these things off. And the guy most responsible for keeping my head in the game and keeping me
functioning for those two-hour stretches was my vice CD, Patrick Peterson, and teammate. I've got a four-person tech team I would like to commend. Two of them aren't here tonight because the special invitation I sent out apparently required a reCAPTCHA code or something that they couldn't get past. That would be our website developer, Tim Dick, and our networking guy, Elliot Bailey, who weren't here. Chris Kidwell, I would like to give you a special award for your support with Data Entry Contest Manager all along the way. And last but not least, we've got a guy who signs all his email messages and stuff. Do or not do, there is no try. He absolutely, completely did. Ladies and gentlemen, the Yoda of Contest Manager, Mike Nowak. Turn over the reins to Mark Weiss.
The results until the very end of things, so everybody's held in suspense. Anyhow, before I get underway with actually naming names, I do want to say we had a crisis at the beginning of Nariman, but we were losing one judge to a family emergency, and that brought us down to two judges. Now, for the big book, you need three. If we didn't find a third judge, everybody was going to be competing for flight points. And I think you'll all agree that there's a big difference between 2,800 and 280 points. Jennifer Ashpool, who flew a full contest schedule this week and had other plans for her evenings, graciously stepped up and volunteered to judge, and I am profoundly grateful to both.
Hey, Jennifer! Woo!
And our third judge, Larry Curcio, had volunteered to judge, but was planning to judge A, B, and T because he had an entry in C. And if you've seen Larry present before, you know that everything he gives us at NARAM and R&D is exquisite. And so he voluntarily took one for the team, fell on his sword, whatever analogy you want to use, in order to judge C division, so we had a full compliment, and I owe Larry a big one, too. As many of you know, we had a somewhat unusual situation this year in that we had only one entrant in B Division. You guys who are in B Division next year, enter. Your odds of doing well are pretty good. And through the gracious donation of Bob Alway over the years, there's scholarship money at the end of the rainbow. So please, B Division, enter. So because of that, and for the Pink Book Rule 9.6, we rolled B Division into A Division. So we had 6 A Division and 1 B Division competing against each other. Now, that made it rather likely that an A Division competitor who would have placed in the top 4 would be pushed down into flight points only. This did turn out to be the case, and we did address that, and I'll be getting to that. There were some tough decisions. As I said, through Robert Alway's generosity, As we know, for several years now, he has funded scholarships for the top places in B Division. Because we only had the one B Division competitor this year, he volunteered to provide awards, $100 awards, in addition to the $1,000 scholarship. $100 awards for honorable mention in A division. Now bear in mind, this is a one-time only deal under the expectation that, people are going to enter in B division next year. But again, since we rolled the categories together, Robert offered and we accepted to play the game a little bit differently this year. All right, let's see. We saw a lot more. We saw, in the years I've been doing, this is my second time judging, many times observing, we saw a lot of reports that are going to be immediately applicable to the hobby. So those of you, those the competitors who haven't emailed their submissions to me, we need to get those scanned and under the CD for the year. My email address is in the contestant packet, of course. Some of these things, as I say, immediately applicable to the hobby, and I think we're going to see some of these results out of the field next year. All right. In A division, again, ordinarily we have had a first through fourth, and the modeler who did a wonderful first-time presentation would have placed fourth ordinarily, but rated an honorable mention. Zachary Stenberg, would you come up, please? His project was finding the best angle to point rocket for spot landing. Okay. We also had a tie, so this will actually be a third place award. We're going to be duplicates for third. So, third place for her project entitled "Spinning Parachutes: Do They Slow the Descent Rate?" Allison Van Miller. Also receiving an honorable mention from Bob Olley. In second place, alternatives to dope sanding sealers for balsa finishing. Safer, faster, and tastier. She explored cocoa as a filler and it works. Alyssa Stanford. Those of you who do outreach with the young people and are looking for non-toxic finishes, Hershey's cocoa powder and Elmer's glue turns out to fill balsa pretty well. Remember I said there was a tie? I've not heard of this happening before. Maybe some of the historians can tell me. We had a tie for first. Absolutely unprecedented in my experience. Anyway, for her project, Sea Rocket Glider, what is the best dihedral angle? A tie for first and an honorable mention. Michael Allenton. And finally, our scholarship recipient. How does mass and age of model rocket engines affect total thrust, which carried some rather surprising results and some great avenues for further research, and I fully expect people to build on this project in future years? Zachary Hoff. There was a certain amount of agonizing, particularly since it was pushing midnight. We were all tired and cranky, and the results were standing between us and the mirror. I ain't gonna lie to you. Last night was quite the marathon. We started at 8. We just about finished on schedule. The final presentation wrapped up about 11:15, but then we still had to do results. All right. So, fourth place in C division. PFM Piston Launcher Development Expanded, building on a project from this PFM last year, Ray King. Came as something of a shock to him to discover that in the aerospace biz, PFM means something other than Pacific flying machines. You can come ask me offline. VF means approximately what you think it does.
Well done.
In third place, using video to measure position, orientation, and speed of a model rocket, Tim Van Milligan. Second place, I found a completely fascinating project myself, determination of optimum piston length for 13-millimeter motors, Jonathan Dunbar. In first place, of all the R&D reports where I was truly grateful to have Larry on the team because he speaks math and stats a whole lot better than I ever will, and it really paid off because this was a highly mathematical treatment, but at the end of it, it was explained in language that even a music education major could follow, and I'm grateful to the author for that. Modal aeroelastic analysis of super rock vehicles. This project accurately predicts, based on elastic modulus and some other design features of a super rock, whether you're going to get structural failure. And based on his results, this thing is accurate, it is predictive, and again, these are results. And what I find really charitable about him, he's developed the software and it's already up on Contest Rock. I fully expect these results to come into play, unless, and of course, we don't fly super rock next year. I'm not asking you to divulge anything. Modal aeroelastic analysis of super rock vehicles, Chris Flanagan. Finally, T Division. It was interesting. An offline comment came by, well, gee, most of the T Division projects seem to be competition-oriented. Well, since teams are formed to compete, I guess it's good to reason. Again, good projects. In fourth place, Particulate Emission Control Method Survey for Engine Test Stands, Fumbling Brothers Flying Circus. Short answer, you can on a test stand, you can control particulate emissions quite well without bag houses, electrostatic precipitators, and all those things, basically with a strategically aimed garden hose. It truly knocks the particulate count down, and Bob Alway has the video to prove it. In third place, another cool project. Helicopter Duration Model Descent Stability, Pacific Flying Machines. In second place, again, I don't know how much of this you'll see in NAR competition, but you're going to see it in FAI very, very soon. Development of an electronic dethermalizer timer. Pod bay doors. And finally, our winner in Team Division R&D, Helicopter Duration Rotor Blade Cross Section. Does airfoil matter? What could possibly go wrong?
he's already up here. I can turn the microphone back to Chad after the photos.
Thanks for waiting until after I was done before you know I appreciate that.
Let's see, one quick logistics announcement. Reminder for those of you that we have ties, if you did not receive a medal, please make sure you come back to me afterwards so I get your address so we can take care of that.
We'll ship them next week.
Yeah, we'll not take, 3 years or something. We have 47. Now, Tom Lyon, I'd like you to please come up and present the newsletter award.
Some of you may know I'm one of the judges for the Newsletter Award. This is the Leader Administrative Council Rockwell Trophy Award winner for Best Section Newsletter. We take mailed-in entries only. Just like to make sure you all know that. We don't do email entries. Our address is mailing address and are listed on any of our website. I'd like to give some attaboys to some of these newsletters. One is Cosmonaut from the Cosmo section in Kansas. Very small club, small newsletter, but they get the job done, and they annually compete with these big newsletters. Another attaboy for Best Improved Newsletter this year goes to Zog 43 from Narhams. And after several emails, more emails than what has been going back and forth in the past, we have a new winner this year for the Rockwell Trophy, and that is Team Pittsburgh. Well, it is 40 years old. You know, this is a traveling trophy. And it's solid. I've had to carry this twice through O'Hare Airport. Annual tradition, the winning newsletter editor gets to place mementos, which used to go in the trophy, but now goes in this box. And this is kept secret. The contests are always kept secret. Who has the key to the lock?
It's in the yellow box.
Congratulations to Pittsburgh Space Command.
Steve Humphrey, would you like to come up, please, and read the meet and national award winners? And then we'll turn it over to Tripp for his run, and after that, if we're still awake, we're going to do the door prizes and raffle.
This will be the Meet Championships for NAM 53, A Division. Fourth place with 5,560 points, Zach Stenberg. Third place, 6,688 points, Michaela Alexander. second place, 7,944 points, Allison Denmilligan. First place with an astounding 10,136 points, Alyssa Stanford. B Division, fourth place, 4,096 points, David Hash. Yay! Third place with 4,464 points. Zach Hopp. Yeah. Second place, 5,488 points. Brock Hampton. Place in B Division for the beat, 5,744 points, Catherine Humphrey. B Division, B Champs. Division. Fourth place with 3,344 points, Jim Stump. In third place, 3,424 points, Chris Kidwell. Second place, 5,224 points, Ray King. C Division with 6,272 points, Chris Flanagan. C Division section champ. Pam has reminded me that the sponsor for these trophies
Estes Industries. Oh, oh, oh. Team Division section from a beat champs. Fourth place, 3,944 points. Bumbling Brothers Flying Circus. Even 4,000 points, the Flying I-Beam Kids. Second place, Team Division. Meet champs with 6,528 points, Southern Neutron. Team Division, meet champs, with 7,424 points. What could possibly go wrong? Your team meet champs.
Smile, what's that?
And now for the section meet champs. I'm not going to read off the number of places, just pick numbers here, but
that's what I know.
Just weird. Fourth place, 15,696 points. Cato. Still lives in Connecticut for how much longer?
Starting right now, we're massive.
We'll have her except anyway. Third place with 24,032 points. Smash. No! Second place with 24,600 points, Launch Group.
Now, is Launch Group going up there? Well, we're coming up.
Oh,
we're all coming up.
Oh, look at that.
plans for this day.
Apparently so.
No, so the president. All right. The table's empty.
The first place section for the meet with 48,000.
144 points.
PSC. Yeah. Thanks,
Bud. Hey,
look this way. Yeah, it's not looking too good.
And now for the NAMM 53 National, this year's National Champions. In A Division, trophies sponsored by the Advanced Rocketry Group. And for, is that,
is he here? Is it Taras there?
He was here. There he is, Taras. Taras. A Division, National Champs, fourth place with 10,648 points. Zach Stemper. In third place, 14,377 points, Michaela Alexander. In second place, 14,574 points. Allison Van Milligan. Division National Champion with 18,698 points, Alyssa Stemper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
State Division National Champs.
Hey, fourth place, come forward. Can't see you. He's hiding.
For B Division, national champions. In fourth place with 5,858 points, Men Bottle. B Division with
7,408
points. Rockhampton.
Don't pretend like you don't care.
He shares. Second place B Division national champs. 9,852 points, Katie Steele. And first place B Division, hoping your sister by at least 2,000 points here, at 11,228. Cassidy Steele. B Division National Champs.
Steve. Steve.
Get back up there, guys. We're not done taking pictures. We didn't say it's time to go yet. And,
C Division national champions. These the trophies here were sponsored by Semrock, Carl or. C Division, fourth place with 9,426 points, Ted Chetzel. Third place C Division, national champ, with 10,160 points, Jonathan Dunbar. First and second place in the C Division were pretty close, only 700 points separated them. Second place, 11,014 points. Chad Griffin.
And in first place with 11,708 points, Chris Clement. Woo! Division National Champs. The Team Division National Champs. Fourth place with 10,855 points, the Flying Ivy Kids. Division the national champs. Only 900 points or so ahead of third place at 11,848 points. Todd Bay Doors. A healthy margin, 14,909 points, and I'm going to change the name of their team here. Nothing could possibly go wrong. Team Division National Champs. The section trophy and section national championships with 59,433 points. Launch group.
Coming in, we've been checking a couple of years.
place for the year. 77,348 points. SSS. Second place with 18,423 points. Smash.
Yeah!
And first place, 95,738 points, ESE.
What a great meet it's been. Thanks so much to the host sections, the many sections from Ohio who have done this, and thanks to their leader, Jan. You have really done your turn. Thank you so much for what you've done. I want to say more about that in a minute, but I just want to say this has been a great mayor. I truly enjoyed the experience, and I think everyone here has as well. We did skip over one award that's new this year. We've never done this before, but we're starting now to recognize websites. Not only in the past have we recognized newsletters, but the present and the future seems to be headed in the direction of websites. So I'd like to ask Randy Bodway, who led this year's program for recognition of websites, our first ever, to come up and present the website recognition awards, and then I'll complete the program tonight.
Jack, come up and help me, will you?
Good one, Randy.
This is a section activities committee award. It is not intended to replace the newsletter award. Newsletters have been a vital part of the NAR over the years, and now we're going to have an opportunity to start to recognize the new media out there, web pages. John, you have the results? Thank you. Let's see here. Help me out by. This is all in cyberspace. All right, I got the results right here in my pocket. On paper. Oh, wait a minute. This is my narrow checklist of things to bring. 8 pair of underwear. Well, just kidding. All right, I have to recognize that there are a lot of sections out there that have absolutely fantastic web pages. These are the top 10. Everybody ready for the top 10?
Yes.
Okay. In section order, 117 Naira in Illinois, 205 Novars in Virginia, 342 SRA, Spaceport Rocketry Association in Florida, 403 HARA in Alabama, 464 CMAS in Massachusetts, 482 CRASH in Colorado, 523 UROC in Utah, 528 PSR, Prairie State Rocketry in Illinois, 545 SARA, Arizona, 572 Sears in Alabama. Those are the top 10 in the country, folks. Now, the criteria is actually pretty awesome. We look at everything. Are you supporting the NAR? Are you supporting the hobby? Do you have good field information? Do you have good contact information? There's 100 points to score. And first place, for example, got about 92 points. And second, third, fourth place, and down. But this year, fourth place goes to Section 117 NIRA. We have anybody here from NIRA? No, not you, Bob. Now, the prize for the section that gets the each award is, you see this beautiful logo that Bob has. That logo can be proudly displayed on your web page if you earn this award, for as long as you want, because it's dated. And it's for you guys to enjoy. So your webmasters are probably going to enjoy the little plaque. They're really going to like the little icon. I will send it to you. All right, very good. For third place is Section 205 NOVARS. NOVARS has an outstanding web page. It's worth going to take a look at. Second place is 464 CMAS in Massachusetts. All right, John stepping up to pick up that And this year's first place, this is the first time first place will ever have been awarded, will be Section 523 UROC in Utah. Of course, this happens to be a high power section. They do mostly high power, but they have the most outstanding webpage out there. All sections I have an opportunity to enter this contest every year because the judges look at every web page that is posted on the NAR website, and I can tell you there's 131 of them there. So as long as you have a website, you actually are getting judged for this event. And we don't care if it's high power, low power, no power. We judge you. Anyway, thank you, folks.
So Monday evening at the Association Awards, or the Association meeting, I presented the Galloway Award. The Howard Galloway Award is the award that we give each year in recognition of the highest level of service to the entire hobby of space modeling. This year we awarded the award to two people. I only announced one on Monday evening. That was Vince Hubley. But his cohort and partner in running the space, the Student Launch Initiative is Chuck Pierce, who also works in Huntsville as part of Harris Section, and the two of them founded Student Launch Initiative and have run it over the years. So the co-recipients of this year's Howard Galloway Space Modeling Service Award are Chuck Pierce and Vince Hubley. Vince already got his. I want to say thank you very much to Chan, who has stepped forward. Everybody who competes in NARA eventually owes us one, right? If you're a big-time competitor and you participate in NARA every year, someday you ought to take a turn, and you can only hope to do it as well as Chan Stevens has done this year. You've done a remarkable job bringing together a coalition of all the different sections in this part of the country.
You know how to compete in an era, as evidenced by your performance in flights this year. You sure know how to run an era. I've got several things to present you, champ. First is a card, two cards, actually, because there are so many signatures on it, with thank yous from all the participants here at NARA. I have the NARA Contest Director's Patch, the most expensive patch in the NAR. You can't pay money for it. You only can do it by getting 1,000 hours of work in to run an era. So, Chan, you get the patch.
Wait, it's only 1,000?
Sucker. We're only counting the hours that happened after midnight. And then, finally, a plaque, thank you, that you can put on the wall. Thank you so much for running a great era. We have three national events again. We have the NAR convention, the national sport launch, and NARA 54. The NAR convention bid has not yet been awarded, but we have a strong contender from Kansas, holding at the Cosmosphere in Hutchinson, Kansas in April. However, this is not yet an official announcement because they haven't turned in the official bid, but we've got them booked and we're reeling them in. That would be a great venue to hold a national convention. The national sport launch will be Memorial Day weekend up in New York State at Geneseo, New York.
Nice.
And NARA 54 will be in Muskegon, Michigan. And I'd like to invite the contest director for NARA 54, Pam Gilmore, to come up and tell you about the event and the events in NARA 54. Pam, come on up.
I'm Pam Gilmore. I'm the president of SMASH Section 500 and the secretary for the Muskegon, Michigan Area Rocketry, MAMAR, Section 702. And jointly, we will be hosting NARA 54 at our 11,000-acre field in Muskegon, Michigan, at the Muskegon County Wastewater Facility. My group is now passing out the pamphlet. It is... We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of John Glenn's Friendship 7 flight. The events that I know have been under a lot of discussion and wondering will be research and development, G, Agloft altitude for C and team division with altimeters, D, Agloft altitude for A and B division with altimeters, classic model, sport scale, A, helicopter duration, B, boost glider duration, C, streamer duration multi-round, A, super rock duration, A, parachute duration multi-round, set duration of 50 seconds to celebrate the 50-year anniversary of John Glenn's flight, and open spot landing. The G Agloft altitude was the event that I wanted the most, G for Glenn, and of course the egg simulates the astronaut. We will also be having, hopefully, the Golden Jubilee Imagination Celebration, bring that back, the Swamp Gas Night Launch, our midweek mixer will be the Dead Cow Soiree, as a homage to our former field, the Michigan Farmers Hall of Fame, from NARA 49, if you remember that. And we will be having a Mercury Atlas commemorative launch. We will also support high-power events, and we will be planning some high-power competition events to be determined yet. Our waiver on our field is 15,000 feet. We will also do level 1, 2, and 3 certifications that we will present medals for. There is a map in your brochure for where the hotel is located, right on Muskegon Lake. The launch site is about 15 to 20 minutes away. The large blue area under the star where the launch site is the wastewater holding pond. You want to stay away from there. Fortunately, usually the wind is going in the direction away, you know, coming toward us, so the rockets go away from the pond. The host hotel will be the Holiday Inn Muskegon Harbor. There is plenty of camping area. And I guess that's about it. Please come to Muskegon. We're going to have fun.
Okay, we need to conclude the evening with the raffle, correct? You're going to come up and distribute all the raffle prizes, so thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being here. This is better than the other hair in Cincinnati by a long shot. Thank you so much.
Okay, basically, just about everybody in here is going to have at least one thing. If you didn't already write your name on a blue ticket and drop it in the basket, check with Pam here. Come on up, we'll get you in here. What I'd like to do is I'll just start drawing names. Come on up when your name is called and walk up the aisle, grab any one of these nice gifts you see along the aisle there. We've got gifts from Narts, Impulse Pies, Semrock, all those vendors I named earlier today. Okay, first name drawn, Jeff Taylor. Devin Lawrence. Lee Berry. Okay, I get the one.
Choose quickly.
Ed LaCroix.
Choose quickly. Okay.
William G. Brittany Harnaby. Zach Ha. Ashtek Van Milligan? Ashley? Sorry. Chaz Russell. Jim Filler. Zach Coffey. Ron Coffey. Hey, I stirred him up before I picked this one. Tom Lyon. Dick Beamer. Rick Whitman. Alyssa Taylor. Chris Taylor. I'm going to get a picture of Chris coming up here to get his award. Carolyn Stenberg. Laura Stevens. Pick something that you wouldn't mind seeing in our basement. Steve Humphrey. Carol Coleman.
Yeah, that's what this is, too.
I wish I'd seen those.
Before you all run out of here, there's, and we will do more wrap, but we wanted to have a little bit of an additional acknowledgement for our contest director. When Chan first told me that he wanted to be the Marin 53 contest director, I thought he was a little bit crazy. And then when he said that he wanted to compete in it, I thought he was especially crazy. But he managed to pull off gold and do quite well. So we have a little something we want to present for you, and I'd like to call Alyssa. Are you still here, Alyssa Stenberg? Alyssa has put something together that she wants to give you.
good name?
A year ago.
Hi. I would just like to say that I had a lot of fun designing the logo for the student arrow, and I was a little bit surprised that it is one chosen. So, I know it's not a lot, but I wanted to give the original logo design. And mostly, I would like to make sure you knew how much you mean to me.
Yay!
I don't know what to say. Brian Kuzin. Peter Alway. Joey Ferrante. I bet you can find at least one thing up there. Brandon Parsons.
Brandon, go.
Ted Shetzler. Richard Coleman. Ray King. Brenda Richardson. Brand Miller. John Buckley. Gary Miller. Tom Ha. Mark Helenetti. Michael Wise.
Most of people want to go say
Jack Haggerty. Jack, Jack, I think there's a sci-fi fiction book up here. I understand they're going to be hard to get next year.
Hold it up, man.
What do you get?
Just get a little spy certificate.
I got somebody that can use it.
Somebody who actually find me. Shoot.
Zach Stenberg. Kurt Barber.
You guys should break this
together. Michael Beamer.
I brought a clean
Well, they're rummaging through here. I want to remind everybody again that the generous vendor support that is represented by this aisle up here. I bet I'm going to run out of tickets and we're still going to have leftover prizes. Okay, Nettie, why don't you come up here? Nettie Hutzner, can you come up here and help me draw, because I'm going to be running out of voice here pretty soon. Quest donated 50 kits. They've donated those generous gift certificates. I believe he sponsored, what, at least two trophies in there as well? Yeah. And I've got to say, she was good for at least 20 hugs throughout the week. To take care of a very sleep-deprived contest director and get him through the trophy.
Jay Calvert.
Pretty cool question.
Jim Stone. Tara. John Cesak. Michael Hardaboy, David Gilmore, Bubbles, Jennifer Ashpool. I'm sorry, I translated. Marlene Beamer.
It's not as far as a call.
We'll just turn loose tables at this point.
This is fair enough to hold the
day. Type one, let's start at the very back end, go over probably the last one's dead.
We're going to make them fly these commercial kits next year for competition. We're going to handicap.
Make them fly the same people in every
Well, the only pain in the butt of it is three persons that hate Jason is C-Stream and A-Power 2. I'm going to ask you, though. This is a problem. That's pretty handy, man, but it gives you a chance to get something that,
We had to negotiate down to get GA.
I took some of the way to know.
lot of nice American merchandise up here, too.
I'm surprised that they don't. I'm surprised they don't do that. So it's like sports scale, but your documentation is the original bit.
Any remaining person under 18 doesn't have merchandise. Get up here and get a kid.
You're under 18.
Well, you're not under 18.
It seemed to indicate that your basic kit would be at a handicap. Doing an alpha or delta or any of the basic kits more at the kit. You have an extreme handicap if you were, say, an aquarium, Friday.
Anybody under 18, you don't have a kid, get up here and get a kid.
My partner, Jeff Graham, actually.
He's a 35-year-old centurion.
In his instructions,
Thursday of Mayor Lumpkin Barbara Deke, you mean they're having no ejection charge. On the second day of Mayor Lumpkin Lion Deke, you mean.
Hold on a minute.
I'm unstable and I have no ejection charge. You can tell I'm not a choir major. Third day. Alright. On the third day of Mayor Lumpkin Filler Deke, you mean. First I had a misfire, then I went unstable and I had. Ejection charge. On the fourth day of Mayor Ron Tadley DQ'd me. No, Chet, that's illegal. First my track was lost, then I went unstable, then I had a misfire in my head, and I had no ejection.
I'm sorry, yeah, you all get the point. Anyway, on the last day of NAROM, the event was BNC. I did not fly. No one saw that coming. Models got destroyed. Old man cried. I laughed my ass off. And Jed Reed still has too many highlights.
Concurrent with classic model on the same day, have half hour classic model. To go in the wars or whatever. That'd be cool.
A big version of the little
square guy.
Why can't you do it? You'll be able to do a Saturn 5, Saturn 1B, Saturn 2. My favorite is the Centurion SS.
See, that's the question. That's the question. And But can a non-scale plastic model compete with a scale plastic model? Is it possible for Trident 2 to compete with that
product?
Well, they're all, right?
I thought you couldn't do scale for classic models. I think it's in the rules that you can't do scale for classic models. We just did it in our last regional. That'd be a good rule. Because how does a non-scale model compete with a scale model for detail and price?
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, scale.
Right, I'm pretty sure you can't do a scale model for classic.
That'd be a very good thing.
What's that?
Chris, very nice to meet you. Look forward to seeing you next year.
A blast.
This is one.
Good.
If someone makes a hyper, retail detail outside of 1B or outside of 5, not no big growth or charge is ever going to compete with that. That's good that they eliminated that.
The most complex non-scale kids never get it. It's like higher on the bars than it's easy to compare to a
That's good. I'm glad they thought about it. Your mission points would be a twist maker. So if I do a glide or a glide, that's mission points.
I won't be.
Helicopter.
Scale up the gyro. I wonder, could I make a classic
for the sexual motion?
I wonder if I could do a classic model RC. Whereas, would that hurt? Can I do that?
If the original was an RC.
Except if I upscale one.
It doesn't matter. If the original was an RC, it has to be a duplicate copy of the original from 1990. If it wasn't RC, then.
So would RC just be a point structure for non original? Or?
I think
if I hide the RC well enough so you can't see it, maybe it wouldn't detract so many points. That would detract the scale appearance. Realistically. Or I did it all internally. I want to do a G powered Soaring Eagle. You can't do a G powered Soaring Eagle without RC. Because we'll never see it again. My B powered Soaring Eagles, I built 4 BSC powered Soaring Eagles for Jim T. Plans, and I lost all 4 on the first play. But again, that's non-standard. Or whatever we do, the same thing as RC.
Well, the mechanics move on. That actually means about everything.
No.
any Star Trek models or anything like that would probably include it. I think the objective of the event scale models is not meeting because, well, if you put somebody's bill in 7,705, then you're probably going to need to get it. I want to build a G-powered soaring eagle hide some music for 90 a year this would be made in 1990s. I doubt it. I want to build a G-powered upscale soaring eagle for RC and my GRC for the
Yeah, what we're doing. What's it called?
Even my Metro only gets 8 miles a gallon in first gear at first or all. Okay? Just even if you can avoid getting below 10 miles an hour, it's a huge improvement still in traffic. So time your lights. If you see a red light, stop now. Slow down. Even if you have to slow down hard. And, you know, come in at a much lower speed such that it'll be green by the time you get there.
not sure I can do that in Cleveland proper because I probably get smacked, but
yeah. Oh, not hard. You know what I mean? Just slow down early. Don't if you're doing 50 miles,
if you're living in the city,
no. Well, yeah, of course. If you have to give it gas to lug, then you're in too low at high gear.
Even without gas at that speed. I have to be in my fourth at that speed. It's my speed.
I got 49. Matt got 3,500 RPM.
Right. 92 is 55 amps.
No, Jeep 190, I'm sorry.
Okay, I was going to say.
What? It's probably got over 200
battery in the Jeep.
What? It's 20, I think. These events.
Where's my thing at?
It's about that.
You threatened to do that before.
Yeah, someone took my paper.
They took it before? So
my pamphlet. This area is probably about.
You got any more of those pamphlets and those headlines
in there? I got them.
Oh, okay.
Well, these events have got to be fascinating.
Yes, it's there, man.
I want to see.
You can be more over by the door, too.
I'm liking this
direction.
I'm liking this direction. The worst that would happen is you break the egg. If they read the altimeter and they don't like the value that comes out of it, regardless of what they're talking about, they can just reset it and try again. They can treat it as a closed track. No matter what.
I'd rather be on the chance of somebody trying to cheat.
Well, it's not really cheating.
On the other way of keeping somebody from behaving or cheating or being like something.
I wouldn't call it cheating. I'd call it very close to the unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, it would be very unsportsmanlike.
It's very, very close to it. I argue with people all the time. I don't care if you don't say you can do it or don't say you can't do it. There is a spirit of the rules, and that's what unsportsmanlike is. Just because the rules don't people say you can't do it doesn't mean you should. As I tried to explain the jury tube on Twitter, it's like, even though the rules don't say you can't do that, we do have a rule that covers that. It's called enforcement of conduct. Of course not. And, you know, people like that won't last very long. One thing we're good at is weeding out bad apples. Just by making them uncomfortable.
We can support an LDR.
I think I've got enough for sure.
If you go to the
we didn't think we were going to be able to get them to the point where so I ended up with 350.
I've got a question for you. I've asked a few passies. Yes, I know. So I take whatever comes out. I like taking pictures.
I wish I had a
one of the reasons I haven't competed up there in 41 is that competing would interfere with taking pictures of 2 hours of degree. To effectively compete, we've got to do 2 hours of prep, 2 hours of flying, 2 hours of range. I can get rid of the 2 hours of prep by making sure I come with pre-made models. So I have offered in the past to let me do my 2 hours of range duty right along with everybody else, but that range duty won't be sitting there taking pictures of around this way. Would it be possible to do that? I think whatever answer you give me will matter. But, it doesn't hurt to ask. He's interested me enough that I'm going to
get out. Did you fly?
No, I haven't flown through there 41. You let me know, whatever it is, it's fine.
Okay.